But what I want to talk about happened just last Friday, and it was the official launch of Depth of Field, album number 6 for Sarah Blasco, easily one of Australia's favourite singer-songwriters. Now, the album is, of course, being already heaped with praise, and many reviewers are singling it out for what they're calling its dark undercurrent. But I have no idea why we're talking about what other people think of the album when Sarah is actually here herself to talk about it. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I was kind of amazed by this because 14 years ago, you were recording your debut album in Hollywood, jammed into a backpackers. And then fast forward to Depth of Field, it's all happening during a 2-week residency at Campbelltown Arts Centre. Isn't the story meant to go from Campbelltown to Hollywood, not Hollywood to Campbelltown?
Well, the Hollywood, Hollywood experience was quite humble, as you said. I stayed in the backpackers, and it's kind of got a sort of a grotesqueness to it.
It would if you were right near Hollywood Boulevard. It would have been very grungy back then.
That's where I was recording, actually, in a tiny, tiny studio on Hollywood Boulevard. This album was, it wasn't recorded at Campbelltown Arts Centre. It was, that was where we wrote it. Yeah, I had an artist in residence there. And but we recorded our demos while we were out there, and I was really happy with the sort of the bed of all of the songs that I just kind of kept working on them from there, and sort of didn't really differentiate between sort of demo and the actual start of the recording process. So
interesting.
But because I loved the feel of what we did, and so I just kept working on it for about 6 months from there. So
the residency is fascinating to me because I think, you know, we're seeing, you know, funding for those disappear a little bit, and yet people I know who've experienced them, such as yourself, just talk about how essential they were for a creative process at times.
Yeah, well, it kind of saved me, really, that it came up for me really at the right time. I was feeling pretty demoralized about music in general and just life, and then this I'd sort of been offered this residence sort of like about a year and a half earlier, and didn't really know where I would be at the time. And then it just turns out it was just a really beautiful, fruitful, creative time. I guess I hadn't really had, because I had a kid a few years ago, and I didn't have that much, I hadn't had that much time to be creative. And so to have this full 2 weeks of this sort of indulgent, calling yourself an artist in residence is quite quite funny. I felt that I should be carrying around, a pipe or something, and wearing a waistcoat. I wanted to kind of take it to an extreme, but I didn't. That was great for me, just to have this sort of 24/7 sort of experience for 2 indulgent weeks.
It sounds amazing. And of course, it was a similar timing around the documentary being shot, wasn't it?
A friend of mine came and filmed us while we were there, because he was doing a documentary for the ABC about sort of artistic processes, I guess. So.
Was that Brendan Fletcher?
Yeah, Brendan Fletcher.
Because, of course, he worked with Warwick Thornton on the amazing We Don't Need a Map.
That's right.
He's great.
Yeah, and he did a film called Mad Bastards a few years ago, which is really great as well.
It's just, a lot of artists don't necessarily let that kind of documentarian kind of get that close to what they're doing creative-wise, but you even narrated chunks of it.
I got way more involved than I planned to. But I know Brendan really well. I've done a couple of video clips with him, really early on my first album, and I've gotten to know him and consider him a friend. And then I did music for this film that he made with Del Catherine Barton a couple of years ago called The Nightingale and the Rose. So we've kept in a lot of contact, and I felt pretty comfortable with having him there. I didn't really think twice about it. But then when he actually was there, sometimes I did want to kill him a little bit, because it's hard. I didn't want it to ruin the process by feeling self-conscious. And but he was really respectful, and he did go home a lot and left us to do our thing. So that was good. But I got more involved because somewhere along in the process, he felt like he wanted more of my voice. And because the story became more than just about the artist in residence, it became kind of about my career and my life. It really, I guess I didn't really feel that comfortable with, I mean, yeah, it's interesting because then it sort of becomes someone else's
story.
Someone else's story. And he kind of wanted me to tell my story. And I guess when it comes down to it, I did want to tell my story, but then I gave him all of this stuff, but then he took it and did what he wanted with it and finished it. And I didn't get involved.
Fair enough. Okay.
It's not very good watching yourself in a documentary.
It must be a weird feeling as well, especially when it's you know, 2016 Artist in Residence. It's kind of as you said, the start of this recording process. And then you swap that straight out for an extensive tour last year, looking at your older stuff, almost reimagining it. I mean, I think you called it the soloist tour, but that took you all around Australia for a year in between.
I just did that. Soloist tour halfway through last year, which is kind of, I call it the soloist tour, and sort of slightly tongue in cheek, to be honest, because I'm known as a solo artist, and then it's like, why is that something interesting? A solo artist doing a solo tour is like, isn't that what you're meant to do? But I hadn't played on my own on a stage for a really long time, so I felt like it was a kind of a rediscovering of who I was on a stage, because it's very different playing with other people, and I love playing with other people on the stage. And so I hadn't really thought about doing shows on my own for a long time. But then I think I realized I needed a bit of a kick in the pants to sort of, in a lot of respects, I was kind of trying to wake myself up a bit, sort of along the lines of what I was talking about before, that I just felt kind of like I needed a bit of a reworking, to be honest, in my mind and for what I'm doing, musically. And and I guess that was a big part of this record, was just kind of waking myself up and trying to think ahead to where am I going now, because I think that a lot of people, when you've been doing anything for a long time, you kind of get a bit stagnant and just confused about what's the work of what you do and what's all this other stuff that becomes attached to it. And it's good to just be free of all that.
Well, the album is absolutely stunning. Depth of Field. Absolutely love it. I'm going to play a track from it now, but I know you're actually hitting a bit of a tour. I think you're going to be back in LA in April for this.
Yeah.
Are you not staying at the same Backpackers? Go on, stay at the same Backpackers. Maybe you will. But then we get a chance to see you in Sydney on June 1 at the Metro, and we are very excited about that.
Yeah, I can't wait.